Report: Trump revives Mexico City policy, reverses Biden abortion measures. By Catherine Hamilton on January 24, 2025. President Donald Trump signed several executive actions on Friday to prevent taxpayer dollars from funding abortions and to reverse several pro-abortion policies from the Biden administration. While on Air Force One to California to assess wildfire devastation, Trump signed a presidential memorandum reinstating the Mexico City policy, Real Clear Politics first reported. The policy, which Biden rescinded after Trump reinstated it during his first term in 2017, prohibits federal taxpayer dollars from going to international non-governmental organizations that perform or promote abortions. Trump additionally signed an executive order to further reinforce the Hyde Amendment, a measure that prohibits federal funding of abortions. A White House official told the outlet that Trump's actions are part of Trump undoing 4 years of former President Joe Biden's pro-abortion agenda. The efforts come days after 144 members of Congress sent a letter to Trump saying they look forward to the reinstatement of Trump policies on life in the first days of your second term. Related: GOP demands investigation into Biden's CDC over taxpayer funding of 21 abortions overseas. A readout of Trump's order reinstating the Mexico City policy ensures that no U.S. taxpayer money supports foreign organizations that perform or actively promote abortion in other nations, according to the report. The policy also applies to global health assistance, like Trump ordered during his first term in 2020. The report reads, introduced during the Reagan administration, the Mexico City policy, or global gag rule as it is known by its critics, has bounced back and forth on the Federal Register. Every Democratic president has rescinded the policy, only for every Republican president to subsequently reinstate it. The new president did not break from this pattern. In spite of the long-standing Hyde Amendment, the Trump administration argues that the Biden administration disregarded this established common-sense policy by embedding forced taxpayer funding of elective abortions in a wide variety of federal programs. In response, Trump rescinded two of Biden's executive actions, one that demanded a whole-of-government push to expand access to abortion and another that claimed abortion is health care. The Biden administration notably implemented several policies allowing the federal government to facilitate, and even sometimes perform, abortions. For example, the Department of Veterans Affairs introduced a rule allowing VA hospitals to provide abortion counseling and to sometimes even perform abortions to service members and their families. The Department of Defense had a policy to reimburse the travel costs for service members and their dependents who travel out of state for abortions. Biden's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, also issued a policy requiring unaccompanied minor pregnant illegal immigrants to be provided transportation for abortions. According to the RCP report, the Trump administration called each of those policies examples of federal overreach and said they will be rescinded. A readout of the order said, taxpayer dollars will no longer force violations of faith and conscience or impede the ability of states to determine life policies through a vote of the people, the report states. Trump signed the orders the same day as the 52nd Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., where Vice President J.D. Vance spoke and he appeared in a video message. With this action, the president is getting American taxpayers out of the abortion business and restoring sanity to the federal government. This is a big win for babies and mothers, and it reflects the will of the majority of Americans who strongly oppose bankrolling the abortion industry at home and abroad, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser said in a statement. On behalf of pro-life Americans and the moms and babies that will be saved from the tragedy of abortion, thank you, President Trump. Trump's executive actions come one day after he pardoned nearly two dozen pro-life activists who were prosecuted, and some imprisoned, by the Biden administration. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.